Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Ruthie Stiles from the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children.
You know, it's the new year, and I was starting to think you had just wandered off in the Never Never Land.
Oh, no, we've been busy. We've got all kinds of fun stuff coming up. We've got Blockfest coming up, Amy We Trade, Child Fest, and Taste of the Blue Ridge.
And that's all the Blockfest this time. This is the Yancey County edition.
It is.
So tell us about it.
That's going to be at St. Thomas Episcopal Church. And our public sessions are on Thursday, March the 19th, from 3:30 to 6:30. And on Saturday, the 21st, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a free event. It's five different block stations. Kids can come and play with blocks. And that's really great for STEM learning, building that foundation for science, technology, engineering, and math learning. And they don't know that they're learning. They're just having a great time.
What age group is Blockfest kind of set up towards, geared to?
8 months to about 8 years old.
Okay.
And so we invite kids of all ages to come. It really is a fun time, and it's so neat to see older siblings playing with younger siblings. And so while it's set up for kids 8 months to 8 years old, really kids of all ages have a good time. Parents playing with their children, building all kinds of really cool stuff.
And then, of course, you'll have to have at least a small amount of demolition.
Small may not be the best word for the amount of demolition that happens, because what we see really is that some of our kids really enjoy the construction, but some of them really enjoy the demolition.
Taking it down in various creative ways.
In various creative ways, and that's so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
And it's a great event. We really do love it. We really appreciate St. Thomas Episcopal Church for letting us have this there. Like I said, this event is free for families, and we would love for you to come out and join us.
So now the way it works, you referred to the public hours. You do have hours set up where you run and let folks from daycares and bring the kids, if they want to, kind of a field trip during the day.
Absolutely. So we invite all our child care providers to come, and we have that schedule running now.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have folks who would like to come as a child care facility, bring their classes, we would love to hear from them too.
Okay. I guess, is the We Trade stuff all up and running?
Amy We Trade is up and running. We're taking new consigners. Consigners can go ahead and get registered. We love this sale. It's our spring-summer consignment sale at Cross Street.
Mm-hmm.
It is the weekend of March the 26th through the 28th, so that's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday is our preview day. There is a $5 fee to come in and shop early. Shop early, shop often. And so those hours are 8 to 6 Thursday and Friday, and then we're there from 8 to 2 on Saturday.
The extra couple of hours on Saturday has been making a difference. You've done that for a couple of years.
It really has.
And, of course, the way it works, the preview sale, you can go ahead and pay the $5 to get in. But also, if you want to come back on Saturday, a lot of the stuff's half price.
It is. We give our consigners the option to mark their stuff half off. A lot of stuff will be on sale. The only thing I'll say about that is we have a lot of great stuff at a lot of great prices.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you see something that you really, really want, you probably ought to go ahead and get it.
Go ahead and get it. Chances are it would already be gone. And the other thing you have to consider, say if you buy something that costs $1, just as an example, 30 cents goes to what you guys do with it, which is the Imagination Library. 70 cents of it goes to some individual who had that merchandise, who can put it back into the economy, buy diapers, So you're really helping a lot of folks at the same time.
Absolutely. We love to call our consignment sale a win-win-win, because folks can get great stuff at great prices, and we all know that little people take a lot of stuff.
Oh, for sure.
They just do.
And it is 70-30. Is that the right percentage?
It is 70-30. So our consigners get 70% of what they sell, and they are kind enough to donate that 30% back to the partnership to buy Imagination Library books.
Right. So how is Imagination Library doing in the area right now?
It's doing really well. It's doing really well. We are sending out over 1,800 books a month to kids in the Tri-County area.
And of course, if folks have a child that's between birth and age 5, they need to sign up if they're not already.
Absolutely.
And you can do that online or just get in touch with you guys.
Absolutely. They can call our Burnsville office at 828-682-0047 or our Newland office at 828-733-2899. Or they can go to the partnership website, which is blueridgechildren.org, and there's a tab that says Imagination Library, and they can click on that.
Sign up there. And if by some reason, some problem, again, mom, grandmom, great-grandmom, the computer part of it's a problem, you can help them.
Absolutely.
Y'all can take care of that.
Absolutely.
Okay. So that is the Amy Weed Trade Sale. When is it again?
It is Thursday, March the 26th through Saturday, March the 28th.
Okay, and watch for more details about that. And then March, it won't be long until Taste of the Blue Ridge. When is it?
That is on Monday, August the 3rd at the Burnsville Town Center.
Ooh, that sounds like fun. But I left out something in between. I knew there was another thing we need to talk about. Don't forget about Taste of the Blue Ridge. I won't talk about Child Fest being almost legal.
I know. What's up with that?
20 years?
Oh, Bruce, I remember the very first Child Fest. I remember the very first Child Fest and participated in that. And we are so excited for 2020.
Mm-hmm.
This is our 20th annual Child Fest. Can you believe that?
That's something special. 2020 and 20 and 20 and, yeah.
It is.
You just need to have it on the 20th of some month. I know you're not.
We're not.
That would
be weird.
On
the 2nd.
It's going to be on the 2nd. That works. Mitchell High School again this year?
It is. It's at Mitchell High School from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And our theme this year is, oh, the places you'll go. We're looking at where we've been as a partnership, where we are, and where we're going in the future. So we are so excited about this.
Okay. And it's going to be again on
May the 2nd. That's a Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's free. Be all kinds of fun stuff happening, make and take, arts and crafts, inflatables, all kinds of activities, and of course, lots of really good information for our families.
Okay, go ahead and start thinking about that first weekend in May for that. It's going to be an exciting event, and I have a funny feeling we'll probably talk again before that.
Once or twice.
At least. Ruthie, thanks for stopping by and letting us know what's going on. Good luck with Blockfest, which is coming up next.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest today, Ruthie Stiles from the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children. Ruthie, again, thanks for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.